as Central Command is said to do. I've made some notes about other cases of crisis in history. I've looked back into the 2010 Haiti earthquake. So, basically, to start, an earthquake in the magnitude of 7.0 hit Haiti on the 12th of January 2010. It just crumbled the city into dust, really. The whole city was reduced down to grains of concrete, not to mention the bodies. 3 million people were affected by it. 1.5 million people displaced, 300,000 injured, 220,000 people dead. It was the sixth biggest natural disaster. Of course, before all this monsters bejig. If that was not enough, there was a cholera outbreak 10 months after the earthquake, killing thousands more. The destruction was boosted by the fact that Haiti was one of the poorest nations back then. But help did come. Nations and people joined up and raised $3.5 million for the quick relief. Doctors, volunteers, soldiers from all around the world came to Haiti for its quick relief. And that is what we need right now. The Haiti government might not have had the resources or the skills to recover themselves, but they had talent making the incident known and ultimately unify the millions of people. I don't think there's any more that the Haiti government could have done better. In the past few years, in the outbreak of our own, we have seen countless attempts to solve it themselves, as did the Alpha Teams, and as did the Chinese when they broke the bloody dam and murdered thousands of their own people. The last thing we need is another undercover, all by ourselves plan. Precedent of how unity can bring much needed relief to a crisis. During the outbreak, people scattered into woods and mountains to hide. There are bound to be some people who didn't come out yet. We must call them out and make America whole again. Plus, it is important for us to maintain contact with other countries that can help us. I don't think there's anything more important than that right now.